If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Yeah, see this? She's so proud of herself now, right?
I know. Well, it's still early in the process, I think. Right. We're still green, if you will, with this.
Magic 106.7. It's David Sternkender. Uh-huh. What happened was, and I hate to keep resetting this, but I don't think you can say it enough, because for all of us, you know, we probably spend more than we should
definitely
at
do.
Times, especially around the holidays. We all overdid it, and we decided we're going to... Did you ever know anybody who put credit cards in blocks of ice? Did you ever hear that?
I've heard people putting it in their freezer.
Yeah.
Like, well, putting them away, just so that you won't use it. Like, it would take a lot for you to chip it away.
So if you want to use it, you have to, like, melt the ice, and
right.
It's a whole big thing.
Oh,
and
my
so the
God,
impulse...
I've never heard no. of that. That's so funny. But I will say, I just, when they offer it to me, they're like, you could save 40%. I'm like, nope, can't do it. Nope, no thank you, because I know I won't pay it back. No thank you. I can't do it.
We're going credit free here on Magic 106.7. Only cash, just to help us be more mindful, thoughtful about what we spend our money on. And that part of it has definitely worked. It's only been a couple of days. Sue, let me just make sure I frame this correctly. Mm-hmm. You got a little bit of money with the debit cards. You had cash in your wallet.
I had cash in my wallet.
And you went shopping yesterday, grocery shopping.
Well, yeah. And there was two things that were completely foreign to me. One is having cash in my wallet, because I always pay with a credit card and I just tap and walk out. And
super
I don't.
Easy.
Yeah. And it's super easy. And so I don't really budget. I just get what I want, and it is what it is.
Right.
And I really was like, this is a mindset. I've got to reframe the way I'm thinking about this. So it really did work. Like, as I was going through, because I knew I had to shell out the actual bills, I was thinking about, do I really need those smart waters that are $1.50 each? Do I really need...
It's a great way to put in perspective, though, what you spend.
Right. And so it totally worked. I went through the aisles with a completely, like, I was
different
looking
mindset.
Through it.
You were limited.
From a different prism.
Yeah.
And then you guys challenged me to go to the discount shelf.
Nice.
My favorite place.
And I was very honest with you guys that it's just kind of out of my comfort zone. I've just never gone to the discount shelf.
And you're not
shelf.
Alone, by the way, because the comments on Facebook were greeted with you. They don't go there either.
I
so,
know. And I
alone.
and I was kind of ashamed to say it, because I felt like a snob, but I just, it wasn't on my radar.
Yeah.
And I went to the discount shelf and I videoed me taking
the video's awesome. You
the
gotta
video's
watch it.
Awesome. Watch it. But people were kind of like, why is she videotaping herself taking the dented can of corn?
A little bit that, yeah.
And so like I got over that, but I did get two things off the shelf. And I was like, okay. And then I noticed, like, so many people go to the discount shelf.
Yeah. What did
it
you end up
wasn't
getting?
On I know my...
You went back. You said they restocked it and you went back and changed
I
your
I went
choice.
Back and changed it. I initially got these blueberry, a muffin mix.
Oh, right. Yeah,
and
yeah,
some
yeah.
garbanzo yeah. beans. And then I went back and switched it out for some Dunk K-Cups.
See?
And the beans.
Did you have any idea why the stuff was on the discount shelf? Was it near expiration date? Was it a
no,
dented can?
No, packaging. Okay. Most of it
See?
Is dry
Told
foods
you.
That yeah. the packaging.
Got,
they
got
it got
or the yeah, plastic it, got torn or something.
Yeah, the things that the box is broken a little and they taped it, or their
Look
can is dented.
See? And so, it's not being wasteful. It's still good. Yeah. You can still eat it.
Yeah.
It's fine. I don't care about a dent or a ding.
I love the idea of Sue haltingly approaching haltingly
I
approaching their
I did
the rack.
It was
and
weird.
People like, you don't belong here.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. It was a little weird.
It's not so bad.
It's not so bad.
As you were doing that, like, we all did it yesterday. We all were charged with going and getting something at the discount rack.
Mm-hmm.
And so Kendra did a little video of her going, and you're a regular there.
But you guys always do it. For me, I was like, this is a whole new world.
It was busy, the one at the Market Basket where I went to. I was like waiting for this woman to kind of finish up before I get in there and could see what
no, I think
there.
A lot of people shop it. If people are listening and they go frequently go to the discount shelf, call us, please, because I do think there's always somebody looking, but they're always looking for that sort of safe medium, like the canned good or like the K-cups. You know what I mean? Those are usually the takers.
What, one more thing on your shopping yesterday. Yeah. You paid in cash.
Was that weird?
Did it hold up the line? Did it
stop the works? You know, it felt a little funny just because I'm so used to just tapping my card and I was like counting out the money.
Were you watching the register to make sure like you had enough?
I was watching the register so I'd know how many, like I just had some 20s and I was like, I just want to not have to like make a big deal about counting out the money. I wanted to just like, be able to
I did that. You know when I did that? Yeah. When I was in a foreign country and I didn't know what any of the money was. So I'm just like, here's too much.
Yeah.
Give me back what you think is safe.
Yeah.
But it worked. It does give you a whole different mindset on what you need and what you want and what you're willing to pay a higher price for versus just throwing it in the cart. Yeah.
Are you a cash only person when you grocery shop? That seems to be the thing that everybody does.
That's a good question. You all go once a week
or a couple times a week.
I couldn't do it.
Cash only, 617-655-1067. How do you go around the store? Do you only go around the outside of the store, you know, the produce and the and the dairy and stay out of the middle aisles?
Yeah.
Do you visit the discount rack? 617-655-1067. Let's hear from you. It's Morning Magic.